Blog Talk Radio.
Everything I had, everything God gave to me. Oh, everything I had, everything God gave to me. Everything I have, said everything God gave to me. He put the shoes on my feet. He put the clothes on my back. He put food on my table. And I know my God is able. I tell you everything I have, said everything God gave to me. With this little light of mine, I want you to know I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I want you to know that I'm going to let it shine. With this little light of mine, I want you to know that I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the Savior shall soon the glory share, where the soul that lives shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. We keep singing, everybody will be happy, will be happy, oh, brother, and we will shout and sing God's praises through the ever-ending ages. Everybody will be happy over there. And there was meek the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to the land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look up at his face, for everybody will be happy over there. We keep singing, everybody will be happy, will be happy, brother, and we will shout and sing God's praises through the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy over there. We keep singing, everybody will be happy, will be happy, brother, and we will shout and sing God's praises through the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy over there. Again, there will meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to the land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look up on his face. For everybody will be happy over there. We keep singing, everybody will be happy. We will be happy over there. And we will shout and sing the praises through the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy over there. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is thy blood that makes me white as snow. No other fault I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus, and for my cleansing, this my plea, that they must the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is thy blood that makes me white as snow. No other thoughts I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. So this is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is thy blood that makes me white as snow. No other thoughts I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is that blood that makes me white as snow. No other thoughts I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. I'm glad to be with you today. God is an awesome God. Amen, somebody. God is an awesome God. For beside him, there is no other. He's a sovereign God. That means he didn't need our 2 cents to get done what he had to get done. So we're just so thankful for who he is, what he's done, and what he has done for us. New blessings or new compassions come forth every single day. Again, this is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ, coming out of Chicago, Illinois. Glad to have you here on Facebook Live and those that are tuning in from Blog Talk Radio and Northern and in Canada, along with the continental United States. Good evening. Glad to have you with us on our evening worship service. We're going to sing two more songs, then we're going to prepare for our communion. Blessed Assurance. If you know it, sing that song with me. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, and washed in his blood. For this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. And this is my story, this is my song, I'm praising my Savior all the day long. The perfect submission, perfect delight, vision of rapture, now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, and whispers of love. For this is my story, this is my song, I'm praising my Savior all the day long. For this is my story, this is my song, I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all of that rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, and lost in His love. For this is my story, this is my song. I see this, praising my Savior. All day long. Well, this is my story, and this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. For this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. Shelter in the time of storm. The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide. A shelter in the time of storm. A secure water will be tied. A shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. A Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. And all saved by faith, defense by night. A shelter in the time of storm. I know fear the Lord, no fear the fight. A shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. A Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. A Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. Although raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. I will never leave our safe retreat. A shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land. A weary land. A Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land, a weary land. Well, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. Amen. Amen. Well, it's just glad, good, and exciting to have full voice today, to have the ability of just taking in this new oxygen that's been the weather changing, and just getting outside and being able to just breathe in God's oxygen and just really filling the lungs up and getting rid of the carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide or whatever, the fumes that take our lungs over. So we're just so thankful to God just for that and for each week just feeling the repair and what he's got going for us, Father. We're just so thankful for that. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we will get to our communion. Merciful Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, to the God who sits high on the floor and knows everything that we're going through, to a God that in spite of our decisions, in spite of our rejections, blesses us every day. God, is for you, it's to you we give honor and praise today, thanking you the best we know how. Thanking you for waking us this morning, giving us a reasonable portion of health and strength, nudging us and giving us the ability to move around and function with spirit in our body, and Father, also being able to look at your word of God, listen to your word. Father, I'm asking you to continue to bless us and keep us. Praying for all those that are sick and afflicted, those that are viewed as second-class citizens. Special prayer at this moment for the Bernice Lee family. Father, I'm asking you to bless them and keep them in ways that you know they so readily stand in need of. Be with their family. Touch them in a very powerful way. From the youngest to the oldest, as they will be burying their mother and they're in the process of service at this very moment. So, Father, I ask you just to continue to send some extra TLC that way. Sister Lee was a wonderful woman of God, one that you would be able to actually see joy in spite of the aches and pains, the different things that were going on. It didn't stop her from smiling. And her smile was so bright it would light up a room. I'm so thankful to be able to know her, Father, because you have allowed me to grow because of servants of that nature. Love personal work, but always edges to do more. So thankful for that, Father. So I ask you to bless them and keep them in their bereavement at this time, knowing that we all have to pass that way. I ask you, Father, continue to strengthen the medical congregation from which she was at. Continue to bless them. Be with their minister, Gerald Walker, his wife, Deborah Walker, having some complications herself. I ask you to bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of. We're also praying for Sister Harrison. It was good to see her last week. As she continues to strengthen her and bless her, that she's feeling better. She's gaining weight. She's getting stronger. And still praising you. So I'm asking you, Father, continue to be with her. Be with Sister Turner. Be with Sister Gant, who's in Indianapolis. Father, just be with those families. Bless them in the way they stand in need of. Be with Sister Brenda Penn. Didn't get a chance to see her last week. Be with all their presiding spouses, Daniel Harrison, David Penn, and just the family of Sister Gant as well, their congregations. Bless this brotherhood in the way you know it so readily stands in need. Father, help us to come boldly before the throne of grace, that you will give us a new power, a new strength, a new force, that we will be able to speak to people without fear, but how great you are. Not that we have to go through neon signs and we have to put on different things and have to act a certain way or be a part of a certain group, but that people will be able to see through our living, through our speech, and through our conduct, through our work ethic, that we belong to you. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen us and bless us. Be with my wife. I ask you to continue to be with her and the family accordingly. Be with my mother, with my daughters, Juanita Nicole, through my sisters, through my brother Butch. Continue to strengthen him and bless him in his health and family just in general. Father, we love you. We adore you. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name as we offer this on the wings of the dove and the invocation of our service. Let us say amen. Amen and amen again. It's communion time. Alas, did my Savior bleed? Did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head to such a worm as I? It was at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart went away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. We now come down to this portion of service where we partake of the Lord's Supper. We find in Acts 27, it was upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. Apostle Paul continued teaching in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, verse 23. He said, "For I received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And after he had broken and given thanks, he said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner, he also took the cup, and after he had supped, saying that this cup is the New Testament of my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread unworthily or drinketh the cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. We ask you to continue to strengthen us and bless us, because many slept and many were sick and weakly among them. We have that problem even still today. Let us together pray for the bread and the wine. Father God, I thank you for this bread, which is your broken body, and this cup, which is your shedded blood. We pray we take it with clean hands and a pure heart as we look to Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. All these blessings we ask in Jesus. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. You may now take up the bread and the wine. I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. They made him carry the cross. Oh, yes, they made him carry the cross. Oh, yes, they made him carry the cross for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. If you have a copy of God's manuscript, today we're going to be in the book of Psalms, Israel's songbook. And David's going to direct us to Psalm 91 as we take a look at the protection of God, the protection of the Most High. Amen. The Bible says, the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. Notice specifically. It ain't talking about against anybody, but it points out specifically that in order to be up under the shadow, in order to dwell under the umbrella, the covering of the Almighty God, the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. Where is your dwelling today? Do you live in God? Does God live in you? Is it something that people have to force out of you, or is it just natural because God has done so much for you that you have become a humble servant? A humble servant. A servant that does not speak back to their master. A servant that continues to give them great service. And in response to that, given great reward. To abide, to live, to find shelter of the Almighty God, all-powerful God. That means that no matter where you find difficulty, and many times just somebody just messed up our apricot cart, or somebody continued to say something that will tear us off, fear comes into our hearts. And it's out of that fear we become like a chihuahua, running our mouths when we shouldn't, where we just need to depend on God to carry us through. Do you understand that God is a protector and that you receive security? You receive sacrificial security from the greatest protector that ever lived. Do you have God's protection plan covering you? Notice what he says, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God is whom I trust. That word trust is a big word. Because when times get difficult, where do you run? Are you like a drug addict looking for a quick fix? Or do you put your trust in God, knowing that God will carry you through? People with health issues find that out. Can find it out. If they live the right life and God blesses them with good health. My refuge. My safety. When you think about it in the Old Testament, there were cities of refuge where a fugitive, a lawbreaker, or someone that is being sought after detrimentally. And that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to be seeking after your heart detrimentally. Where can you go? The song says, living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford, striving to face temptation. So where could I go but to the Lord? Thank you, Brother Ernest. I'm feeling much better, too. Thank you, my brother. And so we got to understand the fact that God is a refuge. And so there were cities, seven cities. You're already there with me, my brother. Seven cities in the Old Testament that if you just crossed the line and got your foot there, people respected that. The enemies, those bugbears, respected that. They would not cross that line. Because they understood that it would be detrimental to them because they're someone else's territory. And so you, as long as you stayed within the boundaries of the city of refuge, Yes, that would make you a refugee. It would make you an immigrant. As long as you stay within that city, within that safety zone, up under the umbrella of boundaries, you will be able to live and grow and hopefully be able to fix yourself. It's a very important thing to have refuge. But not only refuge, David says, my fortress. Do you know David is a king? And a king with warriors. I see you, Tracy Moore. I see you, Sister Gladys Turner. Praise God for you, Sister Turner. As warriors, as soldiers, they had to put on the whole armor, but their armor was always in fighting in battle, many times could be penetrated or whatever else by flaming sword, darts, bow and arrows, sometimes in jousting situations. They were trying to break down the metal, trying to hurt you and kill you, so you had to be physically fit to be a soldier. Number one, to carry all that extra armor. But more so than that, to be able to be protected. This is all about protection. Well, a fortress was a protection. Many times you would find it higher up, or there'd be a wall built around it, so that those on the outside couldn't get in. And there'd be people perched on the top, or there'd be lookouts or whatever else to continue to keep safety of those that are inside. Notice the tie between the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the might, in the shadow of the Almighty. Then he talks about, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God. Not only my refuge, not my fortress, not just my fortress, but you are my God. You are who I look to. You are who I go to. You are who I bow to, who I submit to, who I am committed to. Oh, now you're stepping on my toes, preaching. Strong wall of defense and stronghold of support for protection. Amen. But we need to understand that God is that for us. And it says, in whom I trust. So you don't have to see what God is doing to know that God is doing what's best for you. Oh, I'm a testimony of that. I'm a high testimony of that. I've got a new ingrained intimacy with the Lord. I'm not looking for ritual worship. I'm not looking for okey-doke worship. I'm not looking to go to church. I'm looking to be the church. Wherever I am, the church is, and God is. Praise God. And I pray that I can live up to that for the Lord. Yes, my brother. He himself will deliver you from the hunter's nest, from the destruction plague. He will cover you with his feathers. You ever notice a mother bird that has a little chicks and little babies around there would cover them under the bigger feathers? Giving that umbrella effect for protection from hurt, harm, or danger, because they haven't built up a coat that will be able to deal with the weather somewhere. And we keep them close. When you understand that a hunter's net, that means if someone is hunting for you, you are prey to someone. someone is Satan and his minions. He wants to keep you away from God. He wants to remove you from God's good graces. But God is still there. Even when we come up short, even when we don't do or act like we should, even when we say things that we couldn't, even that we shouldn't do what we do, we still serve a God that is better to us than we've ever been to ourselves. And if we don't allow Satan to take over our mind momentarily, flashes and moments where we can just stay in a prayerful mindset, then we too will be up under that feather, up under that umbrella, clear from destructive plague. God covers you with his feathers. You know, the feathers intertwine, they sit on top of one another, they work together so you have the ability to move and function. He will cover you with his feathers. You will take refuge under his wing. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. Notice what the scripture says. God's faithfulness will be a protective shield. And you will not fear the terror of the night, the arrow that flies by day, the plague that stalks in darkness, or the pestilence that the locusts or the insects that ravages at noon. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, the pestilence will not reach you. That's protection, folks. God has an evil eye, laser vision. And by faith, if I live right, I can count on God protecting me. Many times, you hear about tragedies in other places. But God protected you. May have let your mother live to be a very ripe age. May have let some family members be with you. May have just blessed you with good health, giving you another chance because its protection overrides destructive plague. You will only see it with your eyes and witness the punishment of the wicked. Those that set out to get you, you don't have to fight no more. If you live under the feathers of the Most High, you don't have to get upset, although you may be affected emotionally. And this is all of us, from the pulpit to the front door, to the back door. We also need to recognize the fact that we have moments. But God wants us to be stronger so that those moments become minimal. And the more time we spend with God, the better off we will be in health. God's going to punish the wicked, the ungodly. Why would you want to be punished by God when he wants to bless you as his child? God wants to deliver you from the hunter's net. Because you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place. Notice David speaking. He said, because you've done the same thing, no harm will come to you. Can you understand the mindset of David being able to deliver this message to those of right mind, those of common salvation, those who believe, those who are walking accordingly, in spite of what may be in society, they are committed to God. And to be able to give a message of victory, a message of hope, a lifted up message, kind of a new rocky type of thing, no harm will come to you. What kind of price tag would you put on that? People paying for security, but there's no higher, no deeper, no wider, and no more specific security than God. No harm will come to you. No plague will come near your tent. That means you are a movable tabernacle where you are worshipped. And where you move, that's where worship was. That's what the tabernacle, so they did in the tabernacle. They moved from location to location, praising God. Remember Abraham and his walk? After you left there, of the Chaldees, went to Hebron, right? Got his second call. God says, there's a land of milk and honey. Follow me, I'll take you in. He went, he agreed, left his family like he was supposed to, went into Canaan's land, went to Shechem, and then he went to Bethel, Ai, and he set up, pitched a tent, it says, or he set up a worship altar. Do you have an altar? And I'm not talking the physical, because Jesus is our altar today. But do you have something that's specific, something that's timing belongs to God? We set aside 6 o'clock on Sunday to worship God collectively, corporately. That's God's time. Refuse to let the devil find anything that will move me from that. Had to apologize because getting caught up with some other things last week and didn't get back in time. God knows that I'm meant to be here. And so I told God, talked to God, and I said, this is what I'm going to be doing. Thank you for it. And I've set aside the 6 o'clock hour on Sundays, not to let it be moved by anything. Because God is more important, and God's word being put out there is most important. He will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. God has angels that will guardian you. Protect you in all your ways. There's that protection. One who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. God will dispatch an angel specifically for you. Well, I know he has for me. I was so scared. I don't mind rehearsing my testimony. I was so scared. I was so scared because of what was going on with my leg that it had been like that before. It's causing me to be hobbled, causing me to compromise and be able to movement. And I thought I was going to lose my leg based off the nonverbal that I was receiving. But at the hospital, in spite of the urgency, God sent a sister from Colonial Village who ended up working there. I didn't even know. Here she comes out. Hey, Brother Peter. Hey, sis, I'm laying there getting ready to go into surgery. She says, I'm going to be in there with you. You all right? You're going to be all right. I said, listen to what God did. And what that did is that calmed me down. I told her, just go and sedate me. It didn't matter what you did, because I knew that God was with me. Calmed me down. I was sleeping. I didn't see her in there whatsoever else. I saw a woman that rolled me in there. She was there. But during the procedure, no, I was knocked out. And so when he had to do the second one in the same week, second surgery in the same week, I'm going to trust God because God sent me a reminder. I got you. I got you. Sometimes seeing a smiling face of someone you know, especially a child of God, can give you hope. Granted, my mother was there in spirit, spoke to her that morning, et cetera, praise, thankful, all everything. My wife, Lord have mercy, was a real trooper. Took off work and was there. And Lord have mercy, when I came out of surgery, back into the room, God had sent another soldier. Mom Linda was right there with me. And heart just touched. I'm in so much pain. But I know I'm all right. Because I see God all around me. Yes, the doctor said, you're going to be all right. But the nonverbal language of everybody there was, ooh, this is a bad situation. So for him to tell me, you look like you have a new leg, he's shouting news at this time. Just so thankful. Just so thankful. And I tell my testimony, don't give up on God, because God ain't giving up on you. Just live right. Walk right, talk right, sing right, pray right, give right. Do the thing that you're supposed to do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And no matter what happens, at the Central College, first year, my roommate's name was Dave Boyce, and a tornado comes through Pella, Iowa. Where was I? In bed, sleep. There is no, we were in dorms that had slabs on a slab. The tornado came within 100 feet of where we were at. Everyone went out and where they was. They were, man, where's Mike? Where's Mike? I'm in there snoring up a storm. Vision one, I'm hearing this beating on the door. Peter, where you been? I'm in the sleep. What's going on? Man, we just had a tornado. You didn't hear all that? The train and all that? No, I ain't heard a thing. Man, there's cars and the trees. You know, ripped all the way through the canvas. I got dressed and went outside. I couldn't believe it. Less than 100 feet from where we were at. But God redirected you. That before I was even preaching God's word. God had an eye on me years ago for things that need to be. And there's so many things I could say that confirms within my heart
It was in my spirit that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, giving the remainder of what I have for God's all. And I share, guys, what I want to share with you. Let's cover the remainder of this chapter. He will give orders to his angels concerning you to protect you in all your ways. They will support you with their hands. Angels will have support to hold you up with their hands. That means you won't be able to feel them. So that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Many times we're nothing more than a slippery slope. A walking tragedy. But God will dispatch a guardian angel for you and me that will protect us in our time of need. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent. Because he is lovingly devoted to me, I will deliver him. Notice in the scripture, if you are devoted to God, God will deliver you. I will protect you. Notice he said, I will protect because he knows my name. So there's power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. Well, you need a guarantee? When your best friend will pick up? When they see you on a car ID and they won't answer? When you get in a jam, God says, when you ask for something based on faith and relationship, because God is faithful, he says, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and give him honor. I will satisfy him with a long life and show him my salvation. God wants to show you what he sanctified you for. Are you ready for the journey? Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your protection. Thank you, Jesus, for your feathers covering. Thank you for dispatching the guardian angel on my behalf. Thank you for keeping me from hurting myself. Thank you for allowing me to be able to maneuver, trample on things that could hurt me. I'm looking for deliverance. I'm asking for protection. And more so than that, I'm thanking you for listening to me and answering me. What God has done for me, he will do for you. Because it's in his word. And anything in his word is true. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will stand forever. If you're here today, you have not been what you need to be. If you find yourself at distance, how do I come closer to God? I'm so glad you asked that question. Because by hearing God's word, believing his word, repenting of your past sins, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, and being baptized for the remission of your sins. Hearing Romans 10:17, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Believing, Hebrews 11:6, for without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Quit looking for your reward in everybody else and everything else. Stuff and things. Look for your reward in God. It's caused you to repent, to turn, change your mind. Turn to God. Otherwise you will perish. Luke 13:3-5, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. Gives you a new confession that comes from your mouth. You must confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart. Matthew 10:32, he that confessed me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But he that denied me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. I need to speak up for Christ now, because I need Christ to speak up for me later. And then you must be baptized. Immersed, fully immersed in water for the remission of your sin. Covered up in that watery grave to rise to be a new creation in Christ. Can't be poured upon. You cannot be christened. Cannot be drip dropped. Cannot be dry clean. You must be covered up for the remission of your sin. And God will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is a promise that he made to Abraham, and that Abrahamic promise comes to you. The promise is to you and to all God's children, all that are far off, and many of the Lord our God shall call it to himself. And by you submitting to God's plan of salvation, God gives you not only the gift of the Spirit's protection, but he also adds you to his church. Acts 2:42-47. Praising God and having a favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. God has but one church. We all must do what God asks us to be one with him. This division, this denominationalism, this I'm going to be on my own, that ain't what God wants. God needs us to be together. And we need to be together in mindset and in health. Quit allowing other folks to stress you out when God wants to take stress from you. Thank you. Listen to this lesson today. We'll sing a song of invitation. If you need prayer, you type it in from Facebook Live, or you can call in at 619-924-0767, and we'll talk to you there. But we're just so thankful that God has given us an opportunity to talk to you even today. Let's sing that song again. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his Spirit and washed in his blood. For this is my story. This is my song. We all have a story. Praising my Savior all day long. For this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. We have a couple online. Let's go to the blog talk line and see what we have here. Someone's calling in from 352-8700. and a couple more numbers. How you doing? Those that are calling in for 352 number, can you hear me? All right, maybe you have it on mute at this time. All right. All right, honey, you there?
Yes, I'm here, but I have no comments. The lesson was great. Thank you.
All right. Good to have my wife on with us today. She has no comment, but we always want to give her the opportunity if she does have a comment, because she can bless someone else with her years of experience as well. All right. Well, do something for someone that they can't repay you for, giving Jesus Christ and him crucified. Well, let's call them. They must be on mute on the other end, but that's fine and that's dandy because I see them still on. And study Psalms 91. Let it give you a new, invigorating spirit about who God is. Fighting an incarcerated mind with the incarcerated Christ. Those of you in Blog Talk Radio land can understand what we're saying here. And those of you who have been going through something, but you know that God is not only eternal, but he's the greatest protector and the greatest protection that man will ever know. Live for Jesus and live in Jesus. Have a great night. God bless you in the name of the Lord.